It's the Disrespectful Lady Show, and I'm your host, Dr. J. Well, go on. Hey, how are you? How are you doing? I hope you're having a really, really wonderful day. I hope you have a great moment, because that's what life is about, these moments. I hope you're having one of those. So, I just want to come on and just talk some smack. I kind of just want to come on here and try to address two things. Like, I am struggling. I have a birthday. I'm a Taurus. So May is coming. Taurus season is upon us. I love my Aries, though. I do. I love my Aries people. They're so airy, light, and fluffy, up in the air. I do like my Aries people. Some of my great friends are Aries, and I've learned so much from them. One of my best friends. Yeah, so I do like my Aries people, but Taurus is coming through. The bull is coming, and I really need to get it together, y'all. Like, I'm trying to pull it together. I'm trying to keep it together. I'm trying to do what it is that I want to do for myself. And it's so not easy. I want to lose this belly. I have this belly and I've been working out. Y'all know I'll be talking about it. I've been on my weight loss journey. It's such a struggle. I'm excited, though. It's a journey. Because at least when I get there, I know the work I put in. And I'm really going to enjoy it. And it made me want to share and let y'all know. For the last 2 days, I've been trying to have some discipline and exercise some discipline. And it's so hard. No one tells you how important discipline is. With everything that we do in life, there has to be discipline. And I'll exercise, I'll go for a walk, I'll go for a run, I'll go in the gym and lift some weight and get on the treadmill and the stepper, and I'll work out. I'm one of those people that actually enjoys a workout, nice cardio, nice jog, feel like it helps my mind, and it just puts me at a different place. Water and exercise, two amazing, phenomenal keys to long life, successful, healthy life. But no one tells you why discipline is so important. And having discipline and exercising discipline is a form of self-love. You have to love yourself enough to have the discipline that it takes to continue on that journey. Whether it's your weight loss journey, whether it is your education, whether it's your relationship, whatever your journey is, wherever it is that you're trying to go, discipline is the strongest form of loving yourself. And for me, being able to walk away from the food, like, I love to eat. I do. I love to eat. I enjoy food. I'm one of those food lovers. I love food, but food don't love me, because as soon as it goes in, it settles. And no matter how much exercise I do, especially now, perimenopause, menopause, it's like it's different. But exercising, discipline, ignoring the things, leaving the, ignoring the cookies and the cakes and the ice cream and the big plates, and just exercising some discipline so that I can get a bigger reward. You know? Loving myself enough to say no in that moment so that I can continue on this journey. So I'm gonna try for the next 30 days and exercise some real discipline, cut back on my carbs, and just exercise a little bit more. I want to give myself that. I want to exercise some discipline, even in the choices that we make, the decisions that we make. You have to exercise some discipline, because you decide to go to school and become whatever it is that you want to become. It's discipline. It's studying. It's writing papers. Listen, it's work. It's the Disrespectful Lady Show. It's work. It's discipline to make it my business to tape a show every other day. Every 2 to 3 days. It's discipline to look forward to the outcome that I want, to look forward to the reward of what it is that I'm working for. It's discipline. It's so hard. It's so hard. I'm gonna try, but that's one thing that is different. Yeah, so I kind of just wanted to share that, because I'm on day 2 of discipline, and it's real, and being consistent, having consistency, and pushing myself, and trying to be consistent. Yeah, so discipline, and something else that kind of hits real close to home for me is being patient, and I call it the art of wait. It's the Disrespectful Lady Show, y'all. I'm your host, Dr. J, and having the patience to wait. Wait. Waiting on life. Waiting on just waiting on me to get my thought, to get my wording, being able to wait. Waiting on my thoughts is such a big one for me, and not rushing, having the patience to just do nothing. I often say that, just do nothing. Give yourself a chance, give life a chance to unfold and kind of show you what it is and what it's going to be. But wait. It took me a long time to learn how to wait. I may have had plans that it was going to be like this, and sometimes you just gotta wait, and in the moment of waiting, you just never know. never know what you're going to encounter. You never know what aha moment. You never know what's going to happen in that moment of waiting. But I find that it's a discipline to have the patience to be able to wait. That's a lot I just said, even for myself. Like, what are you saying, Dr. J? What you saying? What I'm saying is, it's okay to just wait. Teach yourself to be okay to wait. Some people feel like they're too good. Like, nah, I'm not gonna wait on anybody. I shouldn't have to wait on anybody because I'm so-and-so. Like, you miss out sometimes not waiting. Sometimes the train is late, the plane is late. You gotta sit there and wait. And in the moment of waiting, you meet people and you encounter situations that you can learn from. That can impact your life, that can kind of change you or that moment if you open yourself up to it. I've had to wait this week. I had to wait on a plane for like 7 hours, 8 hours. I had to just wait. Yeah. Not easy. Not for someone like me. It's not easy at all. I wonder how you do. Have you ever thought about it? Do you have the patience to just wait? Wait on the day, the week, the month, the year? Just having the patience to just wait. Nowadays, everything is like, come on, come on, come on, come on. Everything is like right now, right now, right now. The microwave era, the microwave generation. Pop it in, take it out, it's hot. No one want to put food in the oven and wait. I love my food in the oven. I love to wrap my food up in foil or in a container, or just to throw foil over the container and just put that thing in the oven and let it warm up nicely. And I love hot food, not just spicy food. I like it spicy, but I like hot food. But this time, that immediate gratification, the phones, the internet, the social media, it's like what, Netflix? You could sit there and watch a series and what are the you folks call it now, binging? Like, you can sit there and just watch all of the show and get it all over with. It's like there's no more waiting for the episode to come out next week and getting excited about what it was and what the episode was about last week and what's gonna happen. No. Olivia Pope, like watching every week. And I grew up in a different time when you just had to wait. You had to wait till the show came out next week to see what happened. Now y'all just get all of these episodes just thrown at us, and it's like immediate. There's just no more waiting. Like, it's such a bad thing to wait. In the midst of waiting, you can do other things that allows you to connect. There are other things that you can learn to appreciate in your wait. Being in your wait doesn't mean it's bad. It's just sometimes you gotta be in your wait. I'm in my wait right now. I'm in my line. I'm in my wait. And it's okay. I'm on my journey. And I'm in my way to get to my exercise goal. I'm in my way to my stardom goal. I'm in my way. I'm enjoying the journey. Not easy. Working on my discipline and working on my weight. Yeah. So I kind of just wanted to come on and say that. It's the Disrespectful Lady Show. I'm your host, Dr. J. Thank you for listening. Remember to drink your water, suck in your belly. Mind your business. Keep it simple. Keep it simple. It's really nice. Keep it simple. Mwah.